Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Just a note, you can review on Spotify now. So if you would like to leave us a review, please do so. We so far have, I just rated it. Took me a second. Maybe less than a second.
Did you leave a review or just rate it?
No, you can just rate it. So far, we have 4.9 stars and 117 ratings.
Amazing. Wow.
So please do that. All you do is just open our podcast and then you click where it says the star and then just do all of them. Click all the way
the
up.
Stars. Click all the stars.
Just click all the stars and then you're donezo. Do we have any new reviews?
Yeah, we have a lot.
Oh, shit.
This one's from Magerdoodle37. La 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 boyoing. Best podcast of all. The best mystery, true crime, cryptid, female serial killer, and red lobster stories you could want. Mailbags are the best. Allie has the voice of an angel.
Yes, yes.
This is from GPA's Grandpa's Boy. 11 out of 10 would recommend. I wish I could Men in Black my memory and listen to all the episodes for the first time all over again. Love you like a sis times three.
That's...
Is that what that means?
Oh, wow. Did you look it up or did you know that?
No, that's L-Y-L-A-S. Love you like a sis.
Well, I know that, but did you know that already?
We're getting a call. We're getting a call.
Oh my God, answer it, answer it. That'd be so funny. Answer it, answer it, answer it.
No.
Answer it. That's so funny.
Should I answer it?
Yes, that'd be so funny.
Okay, wait. Hello? Hello?
Did I hang up?
Say it's, this is Maria.
Hi, this... I know we were not supposed to pick up. This is Maria from Web Crawlers, but you called as we were recording an episode, and so I have to pick up. I'm so sorry. Melissa and Allie, can you hear
me? No, we can't, unfortunately.
Oh my God, they can't hear. I'll let you go. But we were just, I was like, you guys, someone's calling. I have to answer.
Maria's crying.
No, just call back. Or unless you want to, you know, wait, hold on a minute. I know what to do. Hold on 1 second. Do you want to be on the podcast live?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I have to take my AirPods off. Hold on 1 second.
Oh my God. This thrilling. Is so fun. I know. I'm scared. This is incredible.
How thrilling.
Can you hear them now? Can you hear them?
Oh, it's like we're doing a live call-in radio show.
Yeah, this is cool. We should be on the radio now that I think about it.
Can you hear us now?
We should.
Okay, here we are. This is Maria, Allie, and Melissa.
Hi. I feel like a stalker. Hi, you're live on the radio.
You scared the poo out of me for one thing. Like, no one's supposed to chat when I call. I totally forgot what I was going to say to him.
We're so sorry.
I mean, that makes sense.
What is your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Amber Leah from Oregon.
No way!
Oh, hey! Wow!
Well, what's going on? What were you calling in with?
Well, I was going to call to talk about, like, the Beanie Baby thing. You know? It became such a craze. And then, like, it's odd how things that you never thought would be a craze are a craze. Like, I was looking up freaking Polly Pocket yesterday. You know, like the original Polly Pocket?
Oh, yeah. I loved Polly Pocket.
Oh, yes. The tiny ones, right?
Yeah.
Do you know those are worth like $400?
What?
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 Yeah, like, you're like, I was literally looking at some of the ones that I had when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, God, I wish I had kept those. They're like, oh, my God, these are like, they're worth way more than the Beanie Babies ever are. Like, there's whole, like, groups on Facebook for trading the old Polly Pockets because they were discontinued, you know? And now they're these huge things that aren't even Polly Pockets. Like, they're weird. I hate the new ones. And they've tried to, like, recreate the old ones, and they're even worse now. Like,
I loved Polly Pockets. Okay, well, so I might have some Polly Pockets still. I wonder if I'm sitting on a gold mine, is what you're saying.
You probably are. Like, literally, like, some of them are worth, like, hundreds of dollars. And, like, there's...
On eBay, they're not going Facebook, for much.
There's, like, Polly Pocket trade groups now where they, like, ship and buy and sell Polly Pockets, like, the old-fashioned... It has to be the Bluebird, the original Bluebird Polly Pockets. They're like, what the fun? I'm like, God, I used to love those things. Like, I get all excited to get them, and like, you know, you could carry them anywhere. They were freaking awesome.
Do you remember the boys' ones were Mighty Max?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I don't remember.
Oh, thank
those.
You.
It was
trying to figure that out.
It was like, I believe. Wait, hold on. Let me see. Mighty Max. Yeah, they were like boys' ones, but it was like Indiana Jones. Like, instead of it being like
weird monsters,
yeah.
Wow, this Polly Pocket on Etsy is going
for
$1,000.
So thank you. You just helped me.
Yeah, you're welcome. $1,000, Allie. Which one is it? Because I had
it's a Bluebird, the original Polly Pocket Bluebird made in 1993. It also has the original dog and cat.
Okay, I had that. I had this.
Oh my God.
Well, I guess I'm a I guess I
you're a thousandaire.
You just start going through storage and seeing if you have any.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I was calling in about, but God, I didn't expect to hear me. Like, that was like my biggest fear, was someone's going to answer and then I would just.
Oh, no. She's never going to call in again.
We really egged Maria on to pick up. So sorry about that.
It's okay. I can barely hear whoever is in the background, but.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for being such a good sport about us picking up. We've never done this before, but I was on the Google Voice page, and so when it started ringing, and we're doing a mailbag episode, I was like, you guys, someone's literally calling in right now, so we had to answer.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, it's great to
talk. Thank you for answering.
Of course, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Okay. I love you guys. We love you.
Love you.
Thank
too.
You. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Wow.
Okay. So I think that there's like, this is kind of the same as the Beanie Babies where you can really list it for whatever you want. Like it just, it's whether or not you'll get a buyer.
Yeah. There's some for like, I mean, there are some for like $200, but there's some for $70 and then
there's some for like $20 though. So it's like,
I don't know.
I mean, Maria, list it. If you find it, list it. See what you can get.
Yeah, I'll go try and find it. And then also, just so everyone knows that hasn't played with a Polly Pocket, they're so much fun.
I don't think I ever had one, but like my friends had them and they were neat.
They feel easy to swallow.
Yeah, definitely not for like 2-year-olds.
Yeah. You just got to be careful, you know, just
just be careful around your Polly Pocket. You don't want to swallow one of those babies.
Just don't get too hungry. Don't play with them when you're hungry.
You don't want to swallow one of those little
don't
little guys.
Lick them, don't taste them. I know they look delicious.
Yeah, one of those little humans.
Oh god.
Okay, well, should we get into these voicemails?
Yeah, let's do it. That was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Right, guys, right?
Right, guys, yes. Right? That's fun, yeah.
G'day. This is a message for the Crawlers.
Oh.
My three favorite parasocial friends. Hey, ladies. How you doing? VMAC Dre coming at you from WA. Had a dream last night. I wasn't going to call you, but in the latest episode, you said give you a call.
Yes.
Could you call it up? Congratulations. And Happy New Year, too.
Happy New Year.
All right. So, this dream last night involved you wonderful three women.
Oh.
I wasn't really part of the dream. I was just, you know, you were in there and I was just viewing it from the outside.
He was jerking off in the corner.
Allie.
Body, I guess. Or like, yeah, it was a body. But it had been like stripped of its skin and stuff. It was a little bit gruesome, but it wasn't like, you know, it was a bit more cartoony or like medical doll-ish in the dream. Yeah, like, had no skin, and it was just, like, the bones and, like, connective tissue and stuff, I guess. And, like, muscle and shit. Yeah, muscle and connective tissue, right? I think so. And it's, like, thoracic cavity was all taken out and stuff. It was just, like, ribs, you know. Allie, in her, you know, all her wisdom, is like, hey, we could try this. We could try this and see what human flesh tastes like.
No.
Like, that's a great idea. I'm really good at butchering things. Maria, of course, was like, yeah. Allie, no. We're horrified by the whole prospect. Anyway, so Melissa then, like, gets her medicine bag and opens it up and reaches inside, you know, presumably to get medical instruments, which is what she does, but she comes out with these gloves that are, like, Edward Scissorhands, but with, like, scalpels and other medical things.
Oh, my God.
And Maria was even more mortified.
Yeah, probably like, what in the world?
Kind of funny. So much so that Melissa was like, and then started chasing Maria around with her, like,
this checks out.
Hands. Then I woke up. So that is the dream. Aren't you glad you guys are starved for content? Because that is quite not a great call. Anyways, love you all, of course. Shout out to the Discord. Big ups to the main man, Jeb. Our unofficial / official mascot. And peace out. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Good, cool dream.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
It's important, though, to note that of all three of us, Maria is the one who once said that she would taste human flesh.
Did I really?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, you did. I can't remember.
I don't think I would. I take it back because I thinking about it now, I'm like, I don't want it. I don't need it. I mean, earlier today, in our last episode, I was saying how I don't want to eat, you know, macaroni and cheese in a bread bowl. What makes you think that I'd, you know, want to try human flesh?
Yeah. I mean, last night you said you're too lazy to make overnight oats. So I don't even think that you'd be able to carve up a human.
Don't want it. I may have said it in the past, but I really have changed my tune. And I don't think it's not for me.
All right. Well, yeah, that's a good slogan. Maria, human flesh is not for me.
It's not. You know what? It's not for me.
All right. Well, to each their own.
Okay. Next message.
Yeah, I was wanting to place an order for pickup. Can I get a large supreme pizza and then a large meat lovers? Hold the meat and hold the sauce. Okay, never mind. That was a lame joke. Sorry. This message is for the web crawlers. My name is Caleb out of Illinois. And I was wondering if you guys would ever consider doing a episode on the missing 411 phenomenon. You guys may have touched on it.
No.
Maybe once or twice, briefly, but I can't see where you have ever done like an entire episode on it or anything like that. Basically, for people not familiar, there's a police detective. His name is David Politis. And, what he does is he's a former police detective and he's gone to national parks and, picked up on various stories about people who have gone missing under baffling circumstances, mostly in North American national parks and forests. And it's not so much how many people have gone missing, it's the circumstances surrounding their disappearances. It's just, it's absolutely baffling. And it's been one of my, I guess you could say, you know, addictions for the past year or so. Just, it's really interesting. He's got a great channel, K&M Missing Project. And like Mr. Ballin has done, you know, videos of this on the internet. But there's just so much to cover. It might take two episodes if you were ever interested in doing, you know, an episode on it, or anything like that. And I would like to actually, you know, get your guys' thoughts, you know, if you ever decide to do, you know, what you think is going on, you know, with this missing 411 phenomena. I'm always, you know, excited to get, people's, hypotheses, you know, on this particular subject. And by the way, Maria has just about the cutest laugh I've ever heard in my life. Thanks.
Aww.
That's nice.
Maria.
I'm gonna blush.
Aww.
I think I have a laugh like Betty Rubble.
What is Betty Rubble?
She goes, like she does like a, like oh. If I were to laugh, it would sound like Betty Rubble's laugh. But thank you. That's very nice.
I've never heard of this. David Paulides is a former police officer who's now an investigator and writer known primarily for his self-published books dedicated to proving the reality of Bigfoot and establishing the missing 411 conspiracy, which is a series of books and films which document cases of people who have gone missing in national parks and elsewhere.
Whoa,
are unusual and mysterious.
Huh, we got to do great something on
that's
that.
Interesting.
Okay, next.
Next voicemail.
This message is for the West Caller. Hi, girls. This is Kathy. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, hi.
I hear you're all caught up with your voicemail, so I thought I'd better leave one.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm currently on my way to the airport. First time doing any air travel since the coronavirus.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a little bit exciting. Good to get out of, like, Adelaide, so...
Yeah.
I'm from Adelaide, South Australia, in the land down under. Love your show. Keep it up. Oh, God.
Wow, two Australia messages in a row.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was hot.
He said he was from Perth and she's from Adelaide. So I think we've got, how far?
All of Australia. We need Sydney.
We need Melbourne. And
Melbourne.
And then we need someone from up north. Someone from up north could give us a call from like the Kimberley region.
Ooh, Kimberley.
The Kimberley. Australian accents are hard to do. I mean, they are.
They really are. It's like a very specific dialect.
Yeah.
I feel like if you just everything goes up at the end.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Everything goes up at the end. Yeah.
Hello, Ellie.
Put another shrimp on the bobby.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Where is that from? Why does everyone always say that? What's that
Crocodile
from?
Dundee.
He says that in that?
Yeah, I'm Crocodile Dundee. Put another shrimp on the bobby.
Okay.
Jim Carrey says it in... Dumb and Dumber, or one he says it in one of another shrimp on the ball bay.
Maybe Crocodile Dundee doesn't say it. Then hold on, put another.
I have a feeling this is going to go into web crawlers search mode, and people are going to start watching all sorts of Crocodile Dundee movies trying to figure out.
No, I think
out
he does say it.
Is in Dumb and Dumber, but it originated in a series of television advertisements by the Australian Tourism Commission, starring Allie Paul Hogan, who was Dundee.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I know
there
that
it is.
I know a quote when I hear it about shrimp.
The full quote spoken by Hogan is, "I'll slip an extra shrimp on the Barbie for ya." And the actual slogan of the ad was, "Come and say good day."
Come and say good day?
I don't like a man telling me he's going to slip a shrimp on the Barbie for me.
You'd like that, right?
No, I feel like he could have said it a little different.
I think it's nice. It's saying like, hey, we weren't expecting you, but I'll...
I'll put an extra shrimp on
for
you.
I'll put another shrimp on the bottom.
Hey, we weren't expecting you. I just like, I wanted to be like, would you like a shrimp? Or there's always going to be shrimp for you in Australia.
Here's the advertisement. I'll send it to you guys.
This is so interesting because it's from the tourism board. And now, like, when Americans do an Australian accent, it's like the thing they go to. So isn't that interesting that, like, Australia was like, here, like, this is us. Come visit us. And then Americans were like, OK, this is what we associate you with.
Yeah.
If from 1984.
Just across the Pacific, you know. Hello. Looks like a boatload of your countrymen coming in there now. Right. And a plane load. Better fill the icebox and fire up the barbie. Because Aussies like to make you feel at home. G'day, viewers. I've just been telling the Yanks how Australia's the best place for a holiday and the friendliest place on earth. The beaches are crisp and clean, beer's cold, and there's plenty of shrimps on the barbie. The least we can do is make sure everyone's smiling. I'm not asking you to rent out the spare bedroom or anything. Just flash the pearly whites and say g'day to a visitor.
G'day.
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 Come on. Don't make a liar out of me.
Don't make a liar out of me.
Don't make a liar out of me.
That's a threat.
Come on. Don't make a liar out of me.
What a weird way to end us.
I wonder if anxiety. There's an American tourism board.
Is there one?
Video. I don't know. I can't really find one.
Who would have been in 1984? Who would have been the person telling people to come to America?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh.
Oh, Tom Selleck?
Yes, ooh, it would have been Tom Selleck. He would have been like, come on down. We got burgers.
Yeah, we got burgers.
Come
yeah.
get a slice.
We
come
got
get a burger.
Tits, burgers.
We got guns.
Guns, tits, and burgers. Come visit.
Guns, tits, and burgers.
America.
Hulk Hogan.
Hey, brother.
Oh. Hey, brother. We got brothers. We got burgers.
We got tits. Hey, wrestling. Burgers.
We got football. American football. Okay, next message.
Water slides.
Hi, web crawlers. I am slides. So glad after listening to today's mailbag that Maria didn't answer and just let it go to voicemail because, oh my God, now knowing that that's a possibility, that's really scary, and I
would have just hung up. Be careful.
But anyway, it's Rachel the Widow. I'm calling. I have recovered from the embarrassment of my three-parter last time. And now that you're caught up, I'm sure you're just going to get a ton of people calling in now coming out of the woodwork. First of all, I want to talk about how I love when callers are like, hey, I don't know if you're going to play this. I understand if you don't want to play this or whatever. Like, they don't understand that you play everything because I have left some unhinged voicemails and you... there's no way you're screening these unless it's garbage audio.
That's true.
So I just thought that was cute. But the real reason I called, and I hope this doesn't make people too mad, I don't like to be the villain, and I think this is a villainous thing to do, but I have to speak my truth. Okay.
I'm scared.
So, a little background about me. I love pizza. It is my favorite meal. My late husband and I met while working for a frozen pizza company, and we would still eat it all the time. Like, we just loved it and never got sick of it. I love every kind of pizza, frozen and cheap to fancy, New York style, Chicago deep dish, Chicago thin crust, Detroit style.
Detroit style.
All kinds. I think there's room for all of it. I hate the whole debate of which one's better. It's all good. It's all pizza.
I agree.
The only time I have ever had pizza that I hated.
Oh, no.
Was in St. Louis. It was the St. Louis, I think it was Emo's that I got. I got the one they told me to get. And it was disgusting. I hated it so much. And I feel bad for saying it because I hate to yuck someone's yum. So I'm so sorry, Taylor, but I did not like it. So,
oh my God.
It's like a pasta. So it's less, and when it's done as a pizza, it's less of a cracker crust and more of a cardboard.
Oh,
the cheese, you guys looked up and saw that it was like a blend of three cheeses.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's a processed cheese that tries to be a blend of three cheeses.
Uh-oh.
So it's like putting Velveeta or American cheese on a pizza. And then, don't get me wrong, there's room for processed cheese in places where you want a good melty cheese. But a pizza doesn't need that because it melts, because it's at such a high temperature in the oven for a long enough time that it does not need processed cheese that sticks to the roof of your mouth. It is not good.
There's a part two. Wow, I am shook.
These are fighting words. These are really, these are fighting shook. Words. This is going to cause chaos.
It's Rachel the Widow really again. Is. God damn it. I knew I was talking for too long. Anyway, I'm sorry. I hate to be the person to come in and say the thing you like isn't good, but I just, in my experience, I did not like it. I think you guys should try it and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give you the other opinion so you weren't going in with too high of expectations, because I don't think it's good. It's the only pizza I've ever had that I didn't like. Even when people are like, "And this pizza isn't good," I'm like, "Eh, it's pizza." This one, I just, I didn't like it, and I'm a pizza lover. And that's it. Oh, for Christmas this year, my mom got me an ornament that is a glass ornament, it's a slice of pizza, and it says "True Love" on it, which I thought was sweet because I love pizza, and that's how I met my late husband, was working for pizza company. So that's a bright note to end this on. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Shots fired.
I'm scared to see where this goes. I'm scared for
your life.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Wow. Oh. There's only one way to settle this, and it's to get some Emo's pizza. That's it.
Yeah, we got it.
It's on Gold Belly, but you have to get 10.
Yeah, so Melissa, we should order one, and then I'll come over and steal it. Some. And then Maria, I don't know what to do about you.
You're out of luck, Maria.
Where is Emo's from again?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Missouri.
I don't know where that is in proximity to where you are right now.
It's in the middle of the country, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's, I've never heard someone have such a reaction, but I can understand it. I can understand having something that you just really don't like, and it's shocking. It's shocking to take a bite of something you don't like, but... You know, there's some people that don't like White Oleander, present company included.
Oh, sure. Shit.
And I do, shit. And I love it, and it's one of my favorite movies. So this is where this is
different strokes for different,
for different
folks.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next, moving on.
Hi, web crawlers. This is Talia. I haven't called in for a little while. I forgot that, like, when you call, there are numbers that it rings for a while, and then like, I already know that it's going to voicemail. So, like, what am I waiting for? First of all, I just want to say that y'all should kind of claim what's yours, because I'm pretty sure that you should get, like, an affiliation fee from Mike Myers or something. Like, I'm pretty sure that the amount of people who even seen you from the top doubled thanks to you. So, like, cash in on that. You know, it's always the opportunity. Make that coin. I wanted to kind of bring something up to you. Maybe you'd find it interesting. I've moved in about 3 months ago, again, with a roommate after I've lived for like a year or so alone. And I've loved living alone, but it kind of, by necessity, I had to kind of move to a different place. And then now I have a roommate. And it reminded me how much I fucking hate people in my space daily. And he's just... What can I say? It's just absolutely unbearable. Like, I'm a very, like, I'm genuinely a nice person, but I want to hit him across the face with a frying pan. Like, I want
to... Sick.
I have these violent urges against, like, a person that's living around me and walking and using my stuff. And so I wondered, like, do you guys know any stories about... like roommates killing each other, or like roommate murder or anything like that? Because there have to be like very crazy stories about roommates.
It's not a good alibi.
I just don't know about. I don't know, maybe that'll make me feel like not alone for wanting to kill them. I just wanna state that I'm not going to kill them. Okay? I promise. It's rare. I will not touch a hair on his head. I just really won't. Just now, I finished listening to the last mailbag, and Jordan mentioned Peter Gabriel, and that made me think of, obviously, like, the song Sledgehammer, which is amazing. And then I thought about it, and it kind of hit me. I'm going to sing to you.
Oh, nice. Sledgehammer.
I want to be your web crawler.
Oh!
Why don't you crawl my web? Right?
That's
right?
Nice.
And also,
that's great.
Another one, okay. Which is not Peter Gabriel related. It's Journey. It's not Genesis. But don't stop crawling.
Oh, there's a part
two. Oh, no. Okay.
Don't stop crawling.
Hi, web crawlers. Well, the shame. mid song. I'll just sing the song and get out. Don't stop crawling.
Ooh.
Crawling the web. Voicemails, emails, and sweet baby Jeb.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Oh my god, voice. That was beautiful.
That was gorgeous. I just found a Ranker article, 10 people who were slain by their roommates. There was a slaying suicide at Harvard University, roommate slain over League of Legends, Sarah Joe Pender ends roommate with boyfriend, Facebook post prompts revenge, killing. So yeah, there's tons. You're not alone.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
But just try a little, just maybe do some.
We don't condone it.
Some meditation, some just breathing exercises, some meditations.
Yes.
Rise above.
Maybe go for a walk.
Yeah.
If the roommate's annoying you, just get out of there.
Take a walk. Walk it off. As we told Detective Jack in the other episode, walk it off.
Yeah, you got to walk it off, Jack. Walk it off, Jack.
Okay, next message.
Hey, guys. This is for the web crawlers. My real name is not Nadia again. But I am the winner of the Patreon subscription, so thank you. I'm so excited. I can't believe I actually won something. It was like, I was ridiculously overly excited about winning this contest, so I really hope you guys know how much I appreciate it. I was like crying to my boyfriend about how I won.
Oh my god.
So really big accomplishment for me, so please know that it won't go unappreciated. I was listening to the Lisa Frank episode, a long time ago, but you guys said to call in because you're all caught up, so I'm calling in. I was born in 1990, so I had Beanie Babies, I had AOL, Instant Messenger,
nice.
Yes, I had
online boyfriends with screen names, and they were probably 50-year-old men were perverts. So I can totally relate to that. I'm also going to go out on a limb and embarrass myself. Was I the only one that cybered with all those people?
Oh, yeah, I used to cyber.
I know I wasn't because I know my other friends did, too. But if you really think about how sick and fucking twisted,
I cybered.
That's what we were doing, and we didn't know who these people were.
It's so crazy.
And they really
that's
weren't perverts.
We were
I
mean,
I
really
forgot about cybering. Oh, my God.
I had 10 million boyfriends at the same time. One of the guys' names, screen names was Christian Rock Guy. So
oh, my God.
I'm calling you out. But I had a little journal. Actually, it had M&Ms, like the candy cartoons on the front of the journal. And it had, I like cataloged all of the screen names and reported on all of them. So like some of them were friends, some of them were boyfriends, some of them were my friend's boyfriends.
Oh my God.
So I like cataloged them all. I had kind of a description of every single one. I still have the notebook. It's at my parents' house.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
I really don't look at it because I'm too embarrassed, but I should at some point, maybe when they sell the house, I'll take a look at it. But one time my sister, who's 4 years older than me, you know, we had one computer back in the day and it was a desktop. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to take turns going on AOL and stuff. So I had some boyfriends and we were cybering, which is just texting now.
Yeah.
But pretty much I used to copy and paste all the conversations, with all my boyfriends and save them and print them. So one time I copy and pasted some cyber thing that I had said, and it was like, I'm wearing a see-through thong. And
oh,
you know,
my God.
Like, I don't know, super young. Like, I don't know. This is probably super creepy, but I hope I'm not the only one that was doing this.
No,
maybe
I did this.
I don't know.
No, yeah, I did too.
There's a part two. Hell yeah, we did this.
And I don't even think I knew, like, what sex was, really. Like,
no.
I'd be like, I'm blowing on your penis. Like, I thought that that's what a
blowing.
I thought that's what a blowjob was until I was, like, 17. Like, I thought you were, like, blowing on a wiener. Sorry, Maria, I wasn't as sexually advanced as you.
Cut off. Again, this is part two for the web crawlers, but pretty much I copy and pasted this really, like, weird cyber message, and long story short, my sister was on the computer next and was doing something for school and like copy and pasted, and she saw it and she was like, hey, you might want to be careful what you copy and paste. And that still to this day haunts me. Like, thank God we all have our own computers now, but that was really embarrassing. Anyways, if this is way too raunchy or disturbing, you don't have to play it. But hey, what the heck? Love you guys. Bye.
I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners who do the same exact thing.
That brings back so many. I remembered internet boyfriends, but there's a great episode of Pen 15 about cybering.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's so funny. I totally forgot about cyber sex. Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah, like before I even had sex, I was like,
yeah, like saying
13,
crazy
14,
stuff.
Like saying the craziest shit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How insane.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
This is for the web crawlers. Hi, this is Molly from Washington, D.C. I have been listening to you all since pretty much the beginning. I first heard you all on Hollywood Crime Scene, and I've been obsessed with you all ever since. You all are my favorite podcast, which definitely means a lot because I listen to a ton of podcasts. Don't tell Hollywood Crime Scene that, but I still love them too. It's all been said before, but you all are just like the perfect combination of like true crime and spooky stuff and interesting stuff. I said in my review that it feels like you all are, I'm at a sleepover with my three big sisters, but also I can already tell this is going to be a two-parter. But first, I just wanted to say how funny I think it is when everyone calls in super anxious, and I feel like it's because the kind of person who listens to a true crime podcast is just like inherently anxious like me, and then also I feel like we know that you're going to play whatever we say, no matter how off the wall it is. But I wanted to just quickly tell a story from my childhood and get your all thoughts on this. So when I was little, we first lived in a smaller house and we ended up moving to a bigger house when I got older.
And when we were living in that small house, I think I was just about 2 or 3. I got the most sick that I had ever gotten up in my life until that point.
Oh, no.
So one of those nights that I was super sick, I was sleeping in a different room than my mom and my dad. And my mom put me to sleep in my room. She went to sleep herself. And then in the middle of the night, she heard a man's voice murmuring in my room. And she looked to her side and saw that my dad was still sleeping next to her. So she freaked out, ran over to my room. And as she was coming into my room, she heard a man's voice say, that's all right. There you go. You'll be better soon. And she said, Molly, what was there a man in your room? What's going on? And apparently when you're like 2 or 3, you just don't know how to lie really that well yet. So she believed me when I said, yes, Mom. I also couldn't talk that well when I was little. Yes, Mom, man in room dressed fancy like wedding. So I don't know if that means he was like in a tux or something, but, so my mom always thought this was my guardian angel, and she told me the story all the time growing up. But now I'm wondering if it was, a ghost or something, because she has other stories about that first house we lived in, about all these different spooky experiences she's had. So then I was thinking, you know, someone said in another voicemail, what's the difference between, you know, an imaginary friend and a ghost? Are they the same thing? And I'm just like, well, is a guardian angel just pretty much a friendly ghost? Or is there a difference because a guardian angel is like never been human, while ghosts are human spirits? So would be curious to hear your thoughts. I love you all so much. Never stop making.
Oh, I think there's another. A part two.
Hi, this is for the web crawlers. This is Molly from DC. I just left you a voicemail, and my voicemail, I promised a two-parter. So now I feel like I had to call in, even though I was pretty much finished. But what I was saying was that I love you all so much, and please stop making, you know, never stop making.
Please stop.
That would be great. All right. Well, love you. And, I, just like everyone else, I just feel like saying goodbye. All right, bye.
Please stop making puns.
I think a guardian angel could be either. I think it maybe could be someone who's never been here, or it could be your intuition, or it could be like a grandmother who's passed and is, you know, like taking care of you. Like, I think it could be a myriad of things. So maybe it was a ghost, or, you know, I don't know.
That's wild, though. Yeah. That's really wild. Wow.
That's scary. That's crazy. I wonder if she got better after that.
Yeah.
Well, she's still alive.
Yeah, still alive and kicking, yeah.
Okay, time for the last voicemail.
I think there's two more, Melissa, because we got an extra.
Oh, you sent me another one. Okay, second to last voicemail.
Hi, this is just for the web crawlers. My name is Erin, and I'm calling after I heard your most recent mailbag episode where you're talking about the affiliation between Amish people and Mountain Dew.
Yes.
I gotta be honest, I had to pause the episode, so I called immediately, so maybe you talk about this, but I would like to also request an episode on the Amish and the Mennonite communities. It's my understanding that they're pretty similar and tied together in a lot of ways, but so I'm in Pennsylvania, and we have like not mythology around the Amish per se, but they're kind of mysterious. You'll see them in Walmart with light up sneakers and like sparkly skirts on with the bonnet. So as someone that is not Amish, that seems confusing to me, similar to the Mountain Dew thing, but I have always been told that like they have their own laws and law enforcement will not mess with them. They're like a sovereign owned community within the U.S. So I would really love to hear an episode about the Amish. Okay, thank you for being great. Bye.
Okay, so now they like Mountain Dew and light up shoes.
This, I wonder if they like wear wheelies.
What? So
Heelys.
Now, the
Amish and Mennonite.
The talk of just Amish with police makes me think of the movie Witness with Harrison Ford.
I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't seen it.
So, in 1984, an Amish community outside Lancaster, Pennsylvania, attends the funeral of Jacob Lapp, who leaves behind his young wife, Rachel, and 8-year-old son, Samuel. And I guess Samuel goes into the men's room and witnesses the brutal murder of an undercover police officer, but manages to evade detection by hiding in the stalls. And then what I think happens, because I haven't seen it in a while, is Harrison Ford then has to go to the Amish community to kind of figure out what happened.
Oh, because they don't report anything?
I don't know. So Detective John Book is assigned to the case.
Are you reading a synopsis?
Yeah, no, I am, because I
the
can't.
Top of your head?
No,
I know. I thought you just remembered it. I was like, wow.
And then what happens is that Book slowly recovers in their care and begins to develop feelings for Rachel, who likewise is drawn to him.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, there's a love story in there.
Oh, yeah, there's a love story.
Oh, yeah.
I just found a really long article about the difference between the Amish and the Mennonites. But I mean, honestly, I can't read it right now. So we'll maybe do an article on that.
An article? You're going to write a whole article?
You're going to write an article?
We'll do it to our merch
Send
store.
Send it into the LA Times.
I'm going to shop it around and see who picks it up.
It's just like a book report.
Yeah. What I learned by Ali Siegel. Webster's dictionary defines Mennonite communities as
in conclusion.
Oh my god. We laugh. We laugh.
We laugh. Well, we got one voicemail.
Last but not least. Well, we haven't listened to it yet.
This is Brian from Texas. This is for the web crawlers. I was just calling. I'm the guy who called earlier about all the potato eating kids at my junior high, and then the guy I knew who kept his dad's dead body in the garage. Anyway,
I don't think we heard that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that voicemail.
Another story from my hometown. This one is about a former roommate I had. Really goofy story. So he went with his mother to a storage unit to help her unload or load, or I forget. But they went pretty late at night after work, so it was like 8 p.m. They're out there, and all of a sudden he realizes that he needs to go to the bathroom. And the storage unit and all that, the office is closed and everything, so he kind of does what he needs to do and goes out around the side of the storage unit and starts going to the bathroom on the side of the storage unit. I should point out that this was number two. So he found what he thought was a nice dark spot and decided to kind of do his thing. And he's sitting there in the dark, and he's watching. There's a field there right by the storage unit. And across the field are some little, like, suburban houses. And he's watching a father and son sit there and work on their car together. You know, it looks like maybe a high school kid and his dad. And he's sitting there, you know, going to the bathroom and kind of ruminating on life and watching this nice little bonding Norman Rockwell scene across the field. And then he sees that both the father and the son kind of take a break, and they're sitting around drinking bottled water and kind of staring at nothing and chatting. And then it occurs to him that his eyes have adjusted the light, and he realizes that he has been sitting under a light, directly under a light the whole time. And the father and son aren't sitting around chatting about, you know, car repair or whatever. They're staring right at him and pointing at him. He freaks out, thinking they're going to call the cops because they're seeing a guy shooting in a field. He runs back to his mom and is like, "We got to go," and they leave before they're finished unloading. There's also sort of the matter of the toilet paper. I won't go into the details, but that was pretty gross and involves some poor storage unit employee. But anyway, yeah, so that's, I figured y'all asked for more stupid stories when I called in on the last one, so I thought I'd throw another one your way. So that's the story of the time my friend took a shit in a field and got watched by some random people in a suburban house. So, yeah, hope y'all are having a good day, and honk honk.
Cool. I like honestly couldn't pay attention because he started that with, remember the voicemail I left about all my friends
potatoes.
Eat potatoes, and then my friend had a dead body in the basement. And I don't think I would remember that if we heard that story.
I remember the potatoes. I think the there was one that I remember him calling in and it being really muffled and we couldn't understand it.
I think that's what happened.
So
It really gargled.
So, Brian, if you can call back in. And by the way, Brian, thank you for calling back in, because I had erased Brian's voicemail on accident. I messaged him. I said, please call back. He called back immediately. Here we are. Thank you so much. But if you could call back again and now tell us about this dead body on a poker, on a kind of table, on a card table.
I don't know. Please call back. Just call back.
I like how that guy.
Yeah, I remember I edited out that part because it was something happened. The line got messed up.
The just sitting on under like a street lamp, shitting in front of father and son having some quality time is quite a scene.
That's quite a scene. All right. So that's it for now. Guys, please continue to call in. You're so fun. We love you so much. So many of you from so many of you from Australia.
with the Bobby.
Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I, producer Maria. And thank you, Amber Leah, again for talking to us live, because I know that was probably really frightening. So thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.